This is assistant sports director Brooke Edel here with Jeremy Frost, Nordic Ski head coach. So Jeremy, what's a couple things that you guys been able to, you know, look out for this season?
Well, our season really consists of multiple qualifying events. So we kind of start off before Christmas with a couple of, sort of pre-qualification, sort of, I guess, non-conference would be the word that a lot of other sports use to prepare. So we do a lot of dry land training, some sort of pre-races before we get to what are called our qualification races. So in January and February are our qualification races. That's where we earn points to try and qualify for NCAAs. So really what we're trying to do now is make sure our skiers are in that mode, skiing as fast as they can so that they can earn the highest qualification points possible.
So at this stage, where do you see this program heading?
You know, I think we've made a lot of improvements. It's one of the things I've been most proud about is that when the skiers come in, they're moving forward. They're getting faster. They're competing with athletes that were faster in high school. And so I really like to see us trending in that direction, continuing to be competitive with the other strong programs just within our region, but also in the other two regions as well.
So just to clarify this for, you know, majority of people that are not familiar with skiing.
Sure.
So with the qualifications, is it are you going against, you know, conference opponents, or is it just a huge field?
Yeah, you know, interestingly enough, in Nordic skiing, our entire conference meets for all of the qualification races. So we have eight schools within our conference, within our region technically, and we're always competing against one another. So we get to see everybody each weekend. A typical qualification weekend consists of 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. The Saturday race is shorter, typically for the women, 5 kilometers. Sunday is a little bit longer, 10 to 15 kilometers. But we also do two different skiing disciplines, what's called classic or traditional style skiing, and then freestyle or skate skiing as well.
Okay, so sort of get, like, you know, the fans going here. Who's sure. Your biggest rival?
Our biggest rival is probably the Michigan schools. There's a couple of them, Northern Michigan, Michigan Tech. They're Division II programs as well. So in skiing, Division I, II, and III is technically all together because there's not enough programs within the country. So we're technically all lumped together. But those are Division II programs. They're from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, so it's a high snow area. There's a lot of Midwest Minnesota skiers, so it's skiers from the area, from the Twin Cities, that are also going to school up there and skiing. So we go up there, we see a lot of people we know, they're highly competitive, and so those are the schools that we look at. Like, we want to go up there, we want to do well, and of course beat those teams.
Right, and they're all within the conference, so you get to see them every meet.
We do. We get to see them at every meet that we go to. Every qualification meet in January and February, we see all of those skiers each time.
Okay, Coach Frost, you were telling me that you guys had practice early this morning.
We did.
Can you sort of tell me what happened?
Yeah, you know, obviously when we wake up, every day is a little bit different in the wintertime. So we saw that there was some snow, but really we proceeded as usual. So this was an interval day, so we were doing a harder workout today. We met at 6:15 this morning. We drove out to the ski course, which is right by the Minnesota Correctional Facility, right by Highway 10 there. And when we get out there, it's dark, and we have about 20 to 30 minutes of kind of darkish skiing where it's getting lighter, and then we just, we've got light, and we continue on with our workout. So today we did an interval workout. We found the steepest hills on the trail, and we did repeats up and down the hills, around and around we went.
Is there any, like, individuals that sort of stand out for you?
Yeah, right now our top skier is Katie Bankin. She's a junior. She made a huge improvement from last year to this year. She struggled a little bit her freshman year. She was sick a little bit, and that's something that's very common with endurance athletes, that they go a period of getting sick, illness, something like that. So very excited to see that she bounced back, and she's really... made a huge leap this year, and she's really competitive, again, with those skiers from Michigan, for instance, that we want to be competitive with. So it's been very exciting to see her improve, and really understand what she needs to do to get better.
Along with Katie, is there any other younger players that are stepping up, especially with the freshman class? Anybody, some fresh faces that, majority of the St. Cloud Husky fans don't know yet?
Yeah, our two freshmen, we just have two coming in this year. One is Claire Boyle, and she's from the Twin Cities area. The other is Kirsten Haverson, and she is from Two Harbors, so from up north. And they've done a great job. They've come in, they've essentially integrated themselves very well. They've jumped into the races, and one of the things that the freshmen have to do is they've got to ski longer races than they did in high school. So typically they're just 5 kilometers in high school, and now they're doing 10-kilometer races, and they'll actually do a 15-kilometer race in a little over a week. So it's been great to see. They've come in. They haven't seemed to have any issues. They've been training well, and I think have really responded well. So it's been fun to see them come in and do well, and I'm excited to see what they can do in the future.
And definitely need a lot of stamina. How are you able to train all these girls?
Yes, you definitely need a lot of stamina. One of the things that we do is when they leave for the summer, we give them sort of a plan and an idea of what they need to do. So they need to be training on their own in the summer. And then we really train all fall and then through the winter. So we start the first day of school with practice. And we use what are called roller skis. So it's essentially kind of like inline skates for ice skating. But so they're a little bit, they're about 2 feet long. You use your regular ski poles, your regular boots. And that's really the key, is being able to train on something that simulates skiing, even though it's 80 degrees out, 90 degrees out. So that's what we do. It takes a long time with endurance sports to build up that endurance. And so we spend a lot of time doing that. And but again, they've responded really, really well to that. And it's fun to see.
Have you had any crossover athletes, possibly from the track and field side?
Yes, yeah, we've had some. We've definitely had a few over the years, and running is a great sort of cross-training sport to do. So, yeah, we've had people do track and field, cross-country running, and most of them come in with that experience from high school, too. So, yeah, it's great to see them participating in multiple sports. I always like to see multi-sport athletes, even at the college level.
And definitely for the fans to definitely get in touch with your team, where would they be able to get involved, to be able to, participate and actually, attend the meets, the qualifications that you guys do participate?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, the schedule online is the best place to go initially, just to see the locations of where we go. And then, I guess, just contacting myself or one of the athletes on the team, too. So, we move around each weekend. We're outside, so we encourage our fans to come out, dress warm, but come out and cheer us on. And we love to have fans out there, so it's exciting to see.
And in closing here, what's your outlook for the next couple weeks for your team?
Yeah, we're excited. Again, we're making that push. So we're kind of in the point where we're starting to taper a little bit. We really just have a couple weeks. We have this next weekend off coming up in a couple days. And then two races up in Michigan. So we're starting to taper a little bit, increasing our intensity a little bit. So really what we're looking to do is peak that speed for these last couple weekends, and really just go in there, ski as hard as we can, leave it all out on the trail, on the court, as they say, and try to do as best we can.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.